Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Now, a quick little archaeological complex near Burgas, the history of the Roman baths over the centuries.
Radio Bulgaria presents History Club.
The Aqualid and Tiktal near Burgas, which are the mineral beds of Burgas, will turn over the next tourist season into one more attractive spot for both Bulgarians and foreigners. A transparent roof will cover the ruins of the ancient beds of emperors and patricians, making those an incredible tourist attraction. Aqualid Thermopolis was one of the most distinguished spa centers in ancient times. In the 1st century BC, the Thracians turned the spring into the most honored sanctuary of the three nymphs, which had attracted lots of pilgrims for centuries. The first baths here were built by the Roman conquerors in the middle of the 1st century. The town went on to develop rapidly with the Byzantines as well. Emperor Justinian I tried to protect it from the barbarian raids with a fortress wall. The miraculous waters offered healing to emperors, kings and sultans through the centuries. Associate Professor Dimcho Momchilov takes us around the archaeological reserve.
На този комплекс се провеждат разкопки от 2008 година.
The research of the complex started barely in 2008. We registered the greatest discoveries with the remains of an early Byzantine bath. We also found a pretty big town of 10 square kilometers around it and a fortified spot of some 2 kilometers. It used to be a road station up to the 5th to 6th centuries AD, while an early Roman town could be found on the place as of the 2nd century. Then the Goth tribes set the baths on fire several times. In the 4th century, those were reconstructed, the early Byzantine architecture reveals. The excavations brought into daylight several more farming premises, a part of a church, and also 40 meters of fort wall constructed in the 6th century by Emperor Justinian. The town attracted people with healing purposes, but was also a subject of different raids, the expert explains. The inconstant history of the antique town with the hot mineral springs continued over the centuries. The raids of the Crusaders, back in 1204, were fatal for the ancient spa center when Latin Emperor Henry II set the place on fire as his brother Baldwin I had been captured by Bulgarian Tsar Kaloyan. Sultan Suleiman II arrived here in 1562. He ordered the construction of a new bath on the ruins of the burnt Roman baths, feeling grateful for the curing of his gout. Today the bath of the Sultan, or as the locals call it, the Turkish bath, has been totally restored. It is decorated with marble and ceramics typical for the Orient. The idea is the bath dated to the 17th century to be turned into a tourist attraction. A living museum of mineral water and healing procedures. The municipality of Burgas has an overall concept for all artifacts of Aqualide, associate professor Momchilov goes on to say.
От миналата година всъщност до 2012 ние установявахме известни параметри на банята, вече
разполагаме. We determined the parameters of the baths around the mineral springs over the last year. We have different architectural remains and structures set on about half a hectare. The idea is one part to be showed in front of the actual Turkish bath, these Roman and Byzantine archaeological remains, to enter a common complex. Thus, we will have a really good image of the tourist destination, accentuating on the continuity from all ages up until today, the expert explains. The ambitious project of Burgas also envisages a museum with all artifacts from Aqualide discovered, gold coins, medical instruments, bathing tools. The Turkish baths will offer to its visitors a warm and cold basin, a massage spot with herbal and other natural products, etc.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.